Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
And yesterday morning, news broke that Google had, under pressure, let's beat around the bush from this one, under direct pressure from the U.S. government, Trump's U.S. government, they've revoked Huawei's Android license. This means future phones won't be able to use Google software. This includes the mobile operating system and the numerous Google-made apps that run on it. So it's stuff like Gmail and Calendar and Docs and the like. So now the Chinese device maker has issued a statement reassuring existing Huawei customers that their devices will continue to receive support. But I don't know what this means. I'm not a tech person. I'm not a Huawei person, but it is the second biggest smartphone device maker, manufacturer on planet Earth.
And so they're amazing. They're great.
I know.
Great phones.
I have been thinking the Huawei way, I must tell you, with all the...
The camera is ridiculous.
No, but all the positive feedback I've been getting. So this will affect us.
It really is a Huawei.
So joining us online, Craig Wilson. He's the editor of Stuff Magazine. This is your go-to guy. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Craig.
Morning, Craig.
So now, Craig, you're a tech expert, but according to you, Huawei users shouldn't panic. I saw you tweet about this yesterday, about the news that Google has to pull its software from Huawei devices. Why are you saying that the likes of Kerry Miller and the rest of the Huawei users shouldn't panic?
Well, Kerry and the rest shouldn't worry, I'm afraid, not entirely because of me, but because of Huawei. Huawei has been at pains to say that if you have one, and I do too, I'm talking to you from one right now, then they will continue to offer support and updates and security updates and apps and all the rest of it, but only for the existing devices. Now, that includes anything that's still on store shelves that hasn't, gone out into the market yet, hasn't been bought, but exists. The big problem comes in with anything future that they make. Unless there's a major turnaround either President Trump relaxes his policies towards the company, or there's just a major about turn. The problem is going to be in future. Future Huawei will not have access to the full Android suite and won't have access to key Google apps, as you mentioned in the intro. So the problem is really future-looking, but of course, that's huge, because if you were thinking about buying Huawei, you're probably thinking again.
Now, Craig, you were just saying now we don't have to stress, but now, my family members have got Huawei's. We have got all our pictures saved onto the Google Cloud, Google Pics. Well, we'll still have access to this, right? We won't be locked out of our Google accounts or anything because we're using these Huawei's.
No. Actually, I mean, this is the bonus of having all of these things cloud-based too, right? Firstly, Huawei says that you won't be locked out of this from their devices. But moreover, even if you were, if for whatever reason your phone could no longer access Google Photos, you'd be able to do it on another phone or a tablet or a laptop. You're not going to totally lose access to those things. It is worrying, though, to think, these phones, a lot of people, I try not to replace my phone too often. So the worry is, will we still be able to get security updates in 3 years' time, or is this going to have a cutoff? And it also looks like, there is the risk that you're not necessarily going to be able to get the latest version of Android, when it launches during the next year. And of course, that's suboptimal as well. But you can bet that Huawei, behind the scenes, Huawei and the U.S. government must be having extensive talks, because Huawei's really got to try and reel this back. They're the second biggest major of phones on Earth. Even though you can't get them in the U.S. market,
Craig,
they've got to be eager to fix it.
I want to tell you that since Trump started his trade war with China and by extension Huawei, I've kind of been team Huawei. And I'm backing Huawei. I want to get a Huawei. I want to use the new Huawei operating system if they do eventually launch it. Realistically speaking, will Huawei, if Huawei does what they call Plan B, release their own operating system, will it be feasible? Will it be workable? Will people understand how to use it? What kind of a change would this make?
Sure. I mean, that's got to be the big question. I think in terms of being able to use it, when we look at the two big ones, it's iOS for Apple and it's Android for pretty much everything else. BlackBerry's no more. And, if you can use the one, you can generally use the other. There's some sort of, basic rules that we've come to accept about how these things ought to work. In terms of usability, I think that's going to be fine. I think the challenge is going to be, can they make sure that they have every single app that you or I would possibly want to use?
Because we love our apps. We don't buy the phone to phone people anymore. It's all about the smartphone. It's all about the apps.
Absolutely, and you know, very for some of us, but not, a lot of us don't really care about the operating system. Mm. It's just about those things we run on top of it. So certainly, you know, if it's got all of that, maybe, but it's a really, really big ask. You know, I mean, Gmail, if you don't have Gmail, you don't have Google Maps, it doesn't really matter how good the alternatives are. Yeah. You know, those are the services people want to use, and that's the real challenge.
And Craig, but wait a minute here. Can't Huawei, like, go, like, the legal route here?
And sorry, can't it go the what?
The legal route. Surely they can, like, put up a fight and not just accept. Is it a sanction? Surely there's some legal things they could come up with.
Well, this is the problem. You know, Google certainly is in no hurry to comply with this. You know, Google's doing it because it has to, given how many Huawei devices are out there. I mean, they shipped something like 60 million devices just in the first quarter of this year. Mm. So, I mean, they're really complying because the US government is being so fierce about it. And I haven't seen any suggestion that there is legal recourse for now. You know, this is really, unfortunately, because of the sort of ongoing trade wars, this is a very sort of high-level political decision. And it's unclear how the company is going to retaliate. What I'm worried about, though, is you may see a response from China saying something like, well, you know, we're going to ban American products in response. So maybe no iPhones in China or that sort of thing. And, you know, the other thing, it's just going to be knock-ons on companies who make components. And I think it's going to affect a lot of American companies in ways they haven't foreseen.
I've never seen, have we ever seen tech like this affected so hectically by politics?
It's certainly not consumer stuff, no. Yeah. And that's what makes this so unprecedented.
In your opinion, can Huawei survive this?
Oh, well, I think, you know, Huawei makes a lot of other things. And we also got to bear in mind that Huawei doesn't even sell its devices officially in the U.S. You know, you can't get them on a contract like you'd be able to with Vodacom or whoever here because the operators just haven't been allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes a lot of other things, and it certainly has deep pockets and a lot of revenue. I think, you know, with that one, we'll have to reserve judgment. You have to ask me again in the year.
All right, we've got your number. We'll call you in a year. Thank you, Craig. This is Craig Wilson, the editor of Stuff Magazine. You should follow him on all the socials if you have any tech questions whatsoever. He's the go-to guy. But for me personally, the moment this became politicized, and certainly because it had Trump's name all over it, I want to do everything Huawei. I want to consume everything Huawei.
Excellent.
I want to be the Huawei spokesperson.
Let's be the king and queen.
I think Huawei has actually started a lawsuit against the US government because of this. But we'll be following this. We'll let you know. And go team Huawei.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.